Nigel Murray has resigned today after being investigated for unexplained spending. You may remember this case. Murray has been on leave from the $560,000 a year job since July when the investigation was launched. An independent inquiry found Dr. Murray had spent more than the agreed $25,000 allocated for relocation costs, and there were other unauthorised expenses as well. In a statement, the DHB board said Murray would leave immediately on the basis that he repay all outstanding monies. Natalie Okuri is the Hamilton reporter for the New Zealand Herald. Hello to you, Natalie.
Hi, Rachel.
What's led to Dr. Nigel Murray's resignation?
So, yeah, he has resigned because an investigation into Murray's expenses showed that he'd spent more than that agreed $25,000 that the DHB allocated to relocate him from Canada, as well as the other unauthorised expenses involving potential financial breaches of a chief executive's obligations.
So this has been ongoing for a while. What's the latest in this developing situation?
The latest is that Waikato DHB is saying that it won't make a complaint to the police because its legal advice is that the situation is not a criminal matter. However, it's not clear if this is the end of the investigation or whether a third party might complain.
Okay, so what's been the reaction from within the health community?
Well, people that I've been speaking to have actually been expecting this day for some time. Nobody thought that Murray would return given what appears to be such a large breach of trust.
Has the government watchdog, the State Services Commission, has that waded into the situation at all?
Yes. Today, the State Services Commissioner, Peter Hughes, has come out and said that the Commission has not seen the investigation report, so they won't comment on it, but it's not clear if they will seek the report or do an investigation of their own. But Hughes did say that he expected senior leaders of government agencies to demonstrate the highest standards of integrity and conduct at all times, especially in relation to the use of taxpayers' money.
The chair of the Waikato DHB, Bob Simcock, he wouldn't speak with us this afternoon, but I understand you've heard from him.
Yes, just through a statement from the District Health Board when I asked them questions. Bob Simcock's been criticised previously for appointing Murray amid concerns from various groups. But today he said when he first became aware of the chief executive's overspending of the agreed relocation costs, he immediately took action.
Natalie Okuri, the Hamilton reporter for the New Zealand Herald, thank you. Busy old start to the programme. The resignation of the Waikato DHB boss and that verdict in the Peter Carroll, Marcus Tucker murder trial as well. It's 16 past four.